I'd recommend. Done a lot of them, but this is the one I'd recommend. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org, www.saveus.org, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Now, if you're writing a check, add $4 for postage and handling. And again, please seriously go before the Lord. Ask we would have you to give to help us get this message continually, day after day, out across the seven seas and the seven continents. Your gift to Save America Ministries. Get it up, do it on our website, saveus.org. Pray for us. Pray for Christine McGuire, because when she's bringing a message like this, the tempter always comes in. God bless you. Be a blessing. And escape the cauldron. Flee from evil.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, of course, for this next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday. So give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'd be glad to talk about what any subject you'd like. But I thought maybe I'd start out just mentioning briefly an article I read in the Wall Street Journal just this morning, and it was saying that the economy was finally beginning to pick up. In fact, the government statistics showed that spending during this last year is up 3.3%. Consumer spending is up 3.3%, and that is really great because consumer spending is up 3.3%. What they really forgot to mention, though, is that real inflation is up about 10 or 11%. So actually, we have probably close to 7% less consumer buying because people are just paying more for the goods that they would. But actually, consumer spending is actually falling off because, of course, the people are not buying as much because costs are going up. Inflation is a very real thing. The government is lying. The government statistics are lying. Certainly, I will tell you, I bought the plywood. It was this was for the composite plywood, where they actually sort of make this up from wood shavings and chips. And it was $9.50 about 2 months ago. And then it went up to $10.50. And then it went up to $11.50. And then it went up to $12.50. And then it was up to $13.95. And today I bought some at $14.50. We're talking within 2 to 2.5 months. And even the woman at the checkout stand commented how rapidly the prices for plywood and wood and other products are rising. Wallboard, $11.50 for a sheet. I can remember when it was $3 a sheet. Ladies and gentlemen, inflation is rampant. Actually, people are not buying more, they're buying less. We have certainly an unemployment rate probably of about 22% overall. That's unemployed, people who've given up looking for work, or people who are underemployed, those who have jobs that pay less, or they have to take care of two or three jobs. And instead of making $30 or $40 an hour, they're making $10 an hour. That's underemployed. And that's U6 unemployment. And they know what these figures are, but the media is controlled, and they're trying to make you think that things are good, and they're really not good, and there are going to be a lot more problems, and a lot more people are going to be losing their jobs. Of course, at least until the war comes, and then, of course, who knows what's going to happen at that time. Will the economy collapse? Will we expand our military production here? Or is that how they're going to get people back to work? Certainly, they're in the process of systematically destroying the value of our currency. They know what they're doing, the people in the Federal Reserve System want to destroy the old system. It's called creative destruction. And you can see it described on the internet by typing in on your search engine, YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. Have you done it? I want you, if you did, give me a call. I'd like to know what you heard. Well, of course, Alan Greenspan simply says, well, we want to create a new global society. We're globalists. We want a new global society. But to create this new society, we have to destroy the old society. And that's what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. I'd like to talk about what you'd like to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open line Wednesday. We'd love to hear from you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, have a question, a comment, something you'd like to talk about. But I've said the concluding book. It was written by a woman named Sybil Edmonds, and Sybil is a a very lovely woman. Her book is called Classified Woman, and she had actually worked as an interpreter for the Federal Bureau of Investigations, went to work immediately after September 11th of 2001, after the September 11th terrorist attack, and she found out that there were subversives, people working at the highest level of our government, and the fact that this was well known by people at the highest levels of our government, and basically that they were transferring nuclear secrets, our American nuclear secrets, to Pakistan. We were transferring certainly our national secrets. We were people in key positions in government were laundering money, helping drugs. The Al-Qaeda was being funded by many of our major corporations and many of our major banks. And of course, it's an amazing, amazing story. Now, the book is available. You're going to have to get it from Amazon. We can't afford to carry it because there's not enough of a markup. But we have an interview with Sybil, and we're going to do more interviews with her. Her story is amazing. And, of course, she's been one of the few people who's had the courage to come forward. Everybody told her not to do it because they would destroy her. And she talks about the people who have been killed, government people who've tried to come forward and get the truth out. They frankly killed person after person who actually knew what was going on, urged her not to take a stand that it would destroy her. And for some reason, I believe God has preserved her. Well, let's go to Byron, who's calling us from Idaho. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Byron, how are we doing?
Yes, I'm doing very well, Dr. Stan. It's good to hear you. You sound so much better. There for a while, you were sounding a little bit rough.
Well, I'll tell you what, my wife has been giving me antibiotic recently and a little immune support and vitamin D, and I think that's sort of cleared up sort of a chronic cold I have. And if people out there are having problems of that sort, antibiotic, not anti, but antibiotic, it's a solution, a combination of oil of oregano, of elderberry, and of garlic, and then, of course, the immune support, and specifically the vitamin D3. And I'm just amazed how it's cleared up by some of my problems. But anyway, Byron, did you have something you wanted to talk about?
That's great. That's great, using nature's cures rather than the medical stuff that makes you sick with something else.
And incidentally, they're all available from Radio Liberty. We carry the products. We carry them because we want to have them available for ourselves, and it does help to support Radio Liberty. But these are things people should be stocking up on, because as we move into this coming crisis, and the crisis is coming, whether it'll be associated with a war with Iran, whether it'll be associated with a war with the Muslim world, we are moving into a period of chaos and crisis. Stock up on these various health care.
Now, how do you spell that? Is that aloe, like aloe vera?
A-L-I-B-I-O-I-T-I-C, alibiotic, or perhaps there's two L's, A-L-L-I-B-I-O-T-I-C, alibiotic. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Okay, well, the reason that I was calling tonight, Dr. Stan, was about the situation with Ron Paul. I just happened to catch a little bit of your program this afternoon when you were talking to Joyce Riley. And she was saying something that, boy, I've said so many times, and I'm sure there's many of us out here that are kind of fed up with the choices that our government, or that our politicians, rather, both Democrat and Republican, are giving us with at every election. We're always given the chance to vote for the lesser of two evils. And like you said, and I believe so much is true, when you vote for the lesser of two evils, they'll end up with evil. And that's the compromise this country has gone through election after election after election. And that's why when somebody steps out into the ring, like Ron Paul did, a man that has a clean background, and he doesn't take his finger and hold it up in the air and see which way the wind's blowing before he decides what he's going to do, he stood tall and straight and strong on his positions on all kinds of issues, and he's very little for wavering on where he stands. He's a man of high moral character, and that's what America needs. But the thing that I like what Joyce was talking about is the fact that why can't all of us that are fed up with both Romney and obviously Obama, there's no way that our country's going to go any way but farther downhill under Obama. So Romney's the lesser of the two evils, and that's what we're all told and taught and want to believe and place our hope in him. But the point is, we have not heard one word again about Ron Paul out there. And in fact, I was listening to a program that said something about the fact that has he actually thrown in the towel yet?
Yes, he has. He's not. He's not going to be. He's not going to, Byron. He's not going to be running as a third party candidate. The nomination went to Romney. I'm sure that they fudged in many of the states. I'm sure they cheated. I'm sure they did all sorts of illegal things because they could never give the American people a real choice. And I wish we had Ron Paul there, and I have the greatest admiration for him, but at least for the time being, we're stuck with the lesser of two evils. But I think what we have to do is spend our time, rather than worrying about it, educating people. And certainly, if we have the choice of lesser of two evils, I'd rather have the less of the evils. But the primary thing we're going to have to wait a minute. Please let me finish.
Sure.
I let you talk. Now, please let me finish. The primary thing we have to do is educate the public. And our job is to get people to understand the media is controlled, the electoral process is controlled, as many times as they did in Ohio back during the last election. They simply cheated, and that's how they got George Bush in. They wanted George Bush rather than Kerry, although they controlled both of them. John Kerry certainly is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a very Bilderberger, Bohemian Grove, the whole can of wax. So anyway, I'll give you about a minute to wrap up because we got a full board, but go right ahead.
Yes, sir, certainly. The other thing that I wanted to say is I still, Dr. Stan, if we have a chance to write in a candidate we really believe in, I think we should write it in. And I was listening to someone, I don't know who it was, it may have been a gentleman come out with a book that actually talked about the rigging in the elections. The man's name is Dr. Cass Ingram. But I think it was him that said something that he wants people that are out there that believe in Ron Paul to write him in. If nothing else, it would be a protest vote. And then the way to get that validated would be to take a ballot that,
Byron, you're advocating people go ahead and write on Ron Paul, and I respect that.
Right.
Certainly, it's a vote in essence for
it's
a vote for Obama, but that's all right. You're advocating writing at Ron Paul. It's a principled thing to do. God bless, and thank you so very much for all you're doing. And please help us to get the information out. But we've got a whole board full of people waiting patiently.
I advertise your program to everybody, Dr.
God bless, and thanks so much. Let's go to David calling from New York. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, there are many principled people who are going to write in Ron Paul, but it is, in essence, then a vote for Obama. Go ahead, David. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Listening to Alex Jones that you mentioned from time to time, and Rick Wilde, the things that are going to happen in America, they think towards the end of the year. How do you think someone should prepare as far as foods? Do you think certain foods are going to go up, be more scarce, go up faster in price?
I think like that basically it depends on how much money you have, David. First of all, I think that you should have the standards. You certainly have wheat and rice. Do not put in corn because most of the corn today is genetically modified, but you need sugar and salt. You need the basic staples. And then, of course, you can go to the local store and you can buy canned goods. And then, of course, you can get either freeze-dried or the foods. And if you have enough money, there are lots of the freeze-dried man has good products out there. But basically, depending upon what you have, certainly lay in canned goods, lay in the staples. Make sure you have an adequate supply of water. And if you don't have a Berkey water filter, you probably ought to have one. And then imagine what you're going to do for water if suddenly they turn off the water and suddenly they turn off the electricity and there's no electricity available. start thinking about how you're going to be able to feed yourself and protect yourself and your family. I think we're going to be moving into some very difficult times. Anything else, David?
How long do you think it'll last?
I think it's going to last for a couple of years at the least. I think there's going to be chaotic. I think there's going to be a breakdown of the structure of law and order. I think that Chris is going to try to use this as a justification for a police state. What we need to do is try to get people right now to understand what's going on so that they'll begin preparing themselves. And people may not want to hear what we're saying, but it's far better off that they prepare and find it's unnecessary than not prepare and suddenly find their family starving. Go ahead, David.
How about canned meats?
Yes, canned meats. Canned meat is excellent, and certainly you can get canned turkey, you can get canned ham. Tuna fish is an excellent source. And you can lay these things in. You need the proteins, certainly, as well as the other things. And then think about how you're going to be able to grow a garden, or get one of your neighbors to grow a garden and have something you can trade with him. Have things that you can trade and barter. We're going to need this sort of thing as the whole economic system breaks down. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, it's Open Light Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Rich calling from Aromas. Go ahead, Rich. What was your question?
Well, I just got the tail end of his talk this morning on 1460s there, and I think it's Salinas, Mark Carbonaro. And he sounded pretty good. He said, hey, you know what?
Were you talking about somebody named what, Johnson?
You made me forget his name.
Okay, well, I really don't know anything at all about him, and that would not be something of interest to our audience across America. But God bless you, Rich. We'll talk to you real soon.
Yeah, Gary Johnson, that's his name.
Gary Johnson. Okay, thanks so very much. I really don't know anything at all about him.
Okay, bye-bye,
Grant. Bye-bye. Let's go to Joe calling us from New Jersey. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or certainly 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California. It's Open Line Wednesday. So give us a call. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. I hope you're well, too.
I'm doing just great. My wife gave me some antibiotic and the immune support and vitamin D3, and I have a little aquatic cold I've had cleared up. In fact, I didn't even realize I was well. I hadn't had any problem for a couple of days until I noticed she was giving me the antibiotic. I said, why are you giving me antibiotic? And she said, you told me to. And so I said, well, we don't need it anymore. We're doing fine. But it's a good product to have. You know, a lot of these old-fashioned remedies, oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, this is the garlic. These were the traditional things that people took to boost their immune system, and I can guarantee, at least to test from my own experience, it does work. And it's a good idea to have a good supply of these things on hand, especially as we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. But did you have a question or comment, Joe?
Well, I just in reply to the caller before me asking what would he what should he store as far as, you know, whatever, and you did give a list, and I just learned from a fellow talking to this past week, and he mentioned that Costco, the that store club, has available a 1 month supply of freeze-dried food, and it's $130.
But if you look at it, and I have looked at it, it has MSG in it.
Check
everything before you buy it. Now, maybe they have a different supply, but I've looked at that offer from Costco and looked at the bucket, and MSG, MSG, MSG. So don't buy things with MSG or aspartame in them. Always look at the list of ingredients before you buy anything, because these things are really deleterious to your health. They're carcinogenic, they make you infertile, and they simply create all sorts of physiological problems. Anything else,
Joe? So now I raise the question, what is monosodium glutamate? What is that?
MSG.
What is that?
Well, basically, it's a product. It's a taste enhancer. And basically what it does, it actually stimulates your brain cells. It's an excitotoxin. And it acts on your brain. Not only that, it acts on your fertility, and it's carcinogenic. MSG is not good for you. Certainly, you should not be having it. Some people use it routinely. If you had it occasionally, well, it wouldn't be so bad, but I certainly wouldn't be buying my long-term food supplies with MSG in it. Check it out. Yeah. Maybe Costco has changed, but last time I looked, that was why I did not buy that. Anything else, Joe?
No, that's pretty much it, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much, and as they say in Italian, Gendon, may you live to 100.
Well, I don't know if I want to live to 100, but I'd like to be around a little bit longer. Anyway, God bless. Hey, thanks
all
so
right,
very much.
God bless, Dr. Stan. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is, let's go to Mike calling from Idaho. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Mike, what part of Idaho are you from?
Oh, the northern part.
Okay, fine. Do you listen to us then? Certainly on short on the internet. How do you hear us?
Oh, on the radio here, 106.5 out of Spokane.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to find out. I just caught part of the last conversation that you had from the caller before, where you were saying a vote for Ron Paul, writing in Ron Paul, would be a vote for Obama.
Go ahead.
I'm not so sure that that is true. I'm not so sure that any, if you look at black vote, or black box voting, where voting machines are rigged, electronic voting machines can be hacked. There's testimony from Princeton University that in New York elections where they were rigged, and one guy said that you could flip a vote 49-51 and nobody would know. There's a whole lot of other things going on, but what I wanted to do is
hold that thought, and I agree with you. There's all sorts of vote rigging. They tell us we're a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. They rig the votes. That's how John Kennedy got to be president.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our caller, Sydney, is Mike from Idaho, and he is, Sydney, discussing the presidential election upcoming, and he doesn't like, certainly, the pro-life stance of either the Democrat candidate, the Republican candidate, or Gary Johnson, but he likes Gary Johnson's position on many other issues, and certainly his position certainly on the Obama health care bill, which is really pro-euthanasia. And if you believe in pro-life, you should be concerned about the planned program as laid out in the Obama health care program for simply killing off the elderly. There are too many of them. There's no way we can provide the socialist program, socialist health care, unless we kill off the elderly, and that's why they have the death panels. They're already set up. They're ready to go, and suddenly we will withhold medical care from the elderly, and we will certainly then, and we're going to actually ration access to health care, because there's no way we can actually, at the present time, we got about 56 million people on Medicare and Medicaid. And of course, it's losing money every single month because they've already spent all the money in the welfare system. There's no money. There's no bonds. There's no money in the bonds. So they have to borrow the money to pay the bonds back to the Treasury so that they can then give that, and they can utilize that to pay to Medicare recipients. 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends today has to be borrowed. And so basically, with another 79 million Americans retiring in the next 19 years, they're just going to have to start killing off the elderly, raise the age of retirement. But I share your concern, Mike. We have terrible choices for the presidency, and people who want to vote for the Libertarian candidate or for the Constitution Party candidate, I will not argue with them. We have the choice of the lesser of the evils. Go right ahead. I take about a minute and a half. We do have some other callers. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Mike, go right ahead.
Well, you know, you brought up a great point about the cost on the national health care. Once that goes into effect, people are going to say, you know, gee, these elderly and infirmed are costing too much on our society. And so for the betterment of all people in our society, what we really need you to do is act responsibly and just volunteer yourself to be removed from participating in that system. That's horrendous. And this whole system can only be supported. And this is important to know. This whole system can only be supported on a fraudulent fractional reserve banking program. And so the idea of choosing who is pro-life and who is not pro-life in this election cycle cannot just simply be that to the unborn, but it has to be that to which affects our life in every situation. All truth, Dr. Stan, as you know, is God's truth. There is no truth outside of him. And to say that some truth over here is up to your understanding and other truth isn't, and there's no connection between subjects, is a bunch of hooey.
Okay, Mike, who are you going to vote for?
I'm seriously considering voting for Gary Johnson simply because of his stance on all the other issues.
All right.
That lead to a pro-life stance.
Well, let me tell you what. One reason I would vote for Romney is not because I like Romney. I do not like Romney. I do not trust Romney. But I do think that Paul Ryan, who's running as vice president, is an honorable man. 20 years ago, when I was active in organized medicine, they brought a speaker from Washington, D.C. Now, maybe 25 years ago, it was probably about 1988, he was in the Reagan administration. He addressed the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association. And after his talk on certainly Medicare and what was happening, I went up to talk to him and I said, look, Medicare isn't going to work. You know that. I know that. Pretty soon it's going to go bankrupt. What's going to happen? He said, you don't want to know. And I said, yes, I do want to know. What is going to happen? He said, well, eventually the whole thing's going to collapse. We're going to have a voucher system. We're going to have to give the people who can afford a voucher, give them a voucher, let them buy their insurance, and the rest of the people will be in the corrupt, failing system. Well, that's exactly now what Paul Ryan is advocating. I think Ryan is certainly a man of principles and ideas, and who is coming up with at least a solution that will hold off the collapse of the whole system. I have no use at all for Romney.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that Ryan is being used in this situation as a Judas goat.
You may very well be right, and I will not argue with you. And if you want to vote for Gary Johnson, more power to you. I would certainly say you have to go by your conscience and what you feel.
Right.
I'm sure Johnson's an excellent man. God bless him. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye, and let's go to Leonard, who's calling from Deer Park, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but I will tell you that it's like voting for the lesser of two evils, and I don't even want to vote for evil. I've actually thought of just not voting for the president or writing in Ron Paul, and I haven't completely made up my mind what I'm going to do, but I do believe that Paul Ryan, even though he may be a Judas goat, what if you just can never tell how God might use him, and he's a good friend of Ron Paul's. He believes in Ron Paul's principles, but of course he's stuck there with the Republican Party. Leonard, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I was reflecting on your excellent program today with Joyce Riley when you were discussing the Romney-Mormon issues.
Wasn't that fascinating? She does such a good job.
Yeah, that was, and it prompted my cortex to flash back to a lady you had on your program within recent months, Kathy O'Brien, and in her books, Transformation of America and Access Denied, she talks very clearly about she was a CIA Project Monarch trauma-based mind control victim, and among the things that she was programmed to do was provide sexual favors for influential politicians. And she talks about having been on Mackinac Island, which is the getaway, I guess, for the Michigan governor, who at the time was Mitt Romney's father, George Romney. And she talks about being out there with him and some influential politicians from Canada.
But she was also there. Mitt was there as well as a 17-year-old youth.
Mitt, I think she says he was about 12 years old there, and he was there, and although he didn't participate, he saw it and he knew what was going on. And so when you put this all together with the Mormon issue, apparently the Mormons and even the Jesuits have been deeply involved in prepping little children to become entrants into these satanic programs. And so I think this is the kind of information that people need to know about all the candidates. In this case, it happens to be Romney. You could put out, as you guys were observing, both candidates have some really good dirt on the other one, but they won't use it because they're playing the game.
Well, let me share something with you about that, Leonard. Basically, I had Kathy on our program, and she made that statement. She referred to Romney at the time as she thought maybe he was a few years older than she was, about 13. Well, basically, of course, after she made that statement in my program, talking about having seen Mitt Romney, when she was 9 years old, this, I don't know how long, she's in her 50s now, but of course, she, had suggested that perhaps somehow he was under CIA mind control, even at that time. If you went up on the internet, suddenly there are all sorts of articles up there about Radio Liberty and suddenly this terrible thing that had been said and condemning Kathy O'Brien for making this statement because calculating the age of Romney, supposedly he was about 17 at the time, and that it couldn't be true, and she was mistaken. So I called Kathy, and I said, look, Kathy, I mean, this is the criticisms that put up, that could not have been 3 years older than you are. That would have made him 12. He was really 17 at the time, a good deal older than you are. And she said, without any hesitation, I don't know how old he was. He was just a kid there, and I thought he wasn't too much older than I was. But she said, there's no question that he was there. And at least it was my impression, she told me, that he was under some sort of a CIA mind control program, just as I was. Well, of course, the whole issue sort of died down. Everybody's forgotten it. I appreciate your mentioning it again because, of course, I've always had that feeling in the back of my mind. There is a force, an invisible force behind Mitt Romney. And people who want to talk about certainly the Mormon aspect of this and certainly the Mormon really ties into the Brotherhood of Darkness. the good people in the Mormon faith, but unfortunately it is not a Christian religion as such. And basically, of course, we do not know for certain one way or the other. But perhaps Mitt Romney has been prepared for 30 or 40 years to do what he's doing today, just as I think that Barack Obama was prepped a long time ago to run for the presidency. There's been an invisible force behind Barack Obama for many years, and I believe there's an invisible force behind Mitt Romney as well. Go right ahead, Leonard.
Yeah, well, we, those of us that are clued in know that you're never going to hear this kind of material from the controlled media, so it's important that programs like yours exist to try to get the word out there. Maybe a few people hear this tonight and they'll tell their friends, and it'll get spread around a little more.
Well, let me just say our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We do have a line or two open, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, because basically we're moving into some very, very difficult times. Go right ahead, Leonard.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say right now. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing that with us. And basically, I mean, I don't think that Romney is an ideal candidate at all. I think he's the lesser of two evils, and I would not certainly criticize anybody who wrote in Ron Paul's name. I would not criticize anybody who voted for Gary Johnson. Each of us is going to have to do what he thinks is right. And I don't know what the right thing to do at this time is. All I know, my job is to try to get people to educate others about the spiritual forces behind everything going on today. Okay, anything else?
Well, on the election, just one final comment. I personally don't think it makes any difference who you vote for, because the winner's already been determined, and the voting fraud will take care of getting that guy elected in the eyes of the public.
And Leonard, I think you're absolutely right. And do you know who the Trilateral Commission is backing in this election?
I suspect Romney.
You're absolutely right. And basically you can tell that by certainly reading the things that Mort Zuckerman writes. He is a trilateralist, CFR. You can go to his website, Mort Zuckerman, type it in, and you'll find his latest article. It certainly shows you the full support that he has and the Trilateral Commission, which he represents, for Mitt Romney. Okay. God bless, and thanks so much. Let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Great, Dr. Stan. Yeah, this political Ponzi scheme here, Democrats, Republicans, they're both puppets. They're different branches on the same tree. We're wise to that. But even if Mitt Romney would win by popular vote, you still got the Electoral College. Right? They determine everything.
But you have to understand what Leonard was just saying, and that is they rig everything. Basically, they don't leave anything to chance. And the only reason, of course, that Jack Kennedy ever got elected was because his dad, old Joe Kennedy, suddenly made an agreement with the mafia, and they actually stole the election in Illinois. They stole the election in another state. It was fraudulent election that got John Kennedy in the presidency. The only reason he ever got there, they didn't want him. And that's why they killed him. But basically, you're absolutely right. Everything is preordained, and I'm sure the Electoral College, they can rig, just like they rigged the voting in Ohio, certainly in 2008. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, Barack Obama, the last 3.5 years, he's made several $1 trillion for the international banks. He's done a great job here. Everything's fine and dandy, but I wanted to comment. I consider it infradignitatum, highly undignified of Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani, and Tom Ridge come forth basically attacking the Iranian president there, Ahmadinejad.
I'm Ahmadinejad. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we've already went through Iraq. We went through Afghanistan. Pakistan here, Syria, Libya, all you say, I guess you saved the big prize to the last here, but, I mean, why doesn't the president invite him over to the White House? Or Hillary? She has this staunch-faced giving countries a time limit, but when she came back from Japan, China, communist China, they awarded her, Dr. Stan, with this red Maoism communist jacket, and her face was beaming. You couldn't believe it. But like I say, I just listen enough, you know, of the bloodshed and the financial difficulties were in there, $16 trillion to the banksters. Evidently, it's not going to happen. One gentleman, Alex Jones, mentioned that Adamantajan might be CIA. And do you have any comment on that, possibly?
I think that's a very real possibility. I've thought of that for a long time. He's a caricature. He's sort of like the fellow they used to have there in Palestine, who wore this checkered bandana on his head there. So many of the people in key positions in government throughout the world certainly are tied to our intelligence agencies. We know that Heinrich Himmler was actually, of course, working closely with Alan Dulles during World War II, and this is covered in John Loftus's book. And my interviews with him, his book is called America's Nazi Secret. We know that Heinrich Himmler escaped to South America. We know that Adolf Hitler escaped to South America. That's the book Gray Wolf, which we do carry, going into Adolf Hitler, but they can't let the American people know about these things. But I think that the thought that Ahmadinejad is actually one of our intelligence agencies, I don't think that's so strange at all. And let me tell you that on Monday, this coming Monday, the foreign minister of Iran is going to have a telephone conference call with members of the press back in at the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters in New York City, and I've been invited to participate. Of course, I'm not going to. I happen to have press credentials, and they contact me. But, of course, they're going to have the foreign minister of Iran appearing before a Council on Foreign Relations meeting on Monday. Does that sound like we're dealing with a real enemy? It's all phony. It's all as phony as a $3 bill. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Tim. Parting thought before we let you go. Eric, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is putting on an all-day conference. It's going to be on the 21st of October, and of course we're bringing in speakers from across America, some great speakers, and the program's going to start at 8:15 in the morning. It's going to go to 6 in the evening. We're serving lunch, so you're going to have reservations. We do hope you're going to be able to come, and to help us, of course, get the information out. I think you'll enjoy it. The people who come to our conferences usually don't want to leave in the evening when we're done, but of course we have to because we have to turn the hall back over to the Aptos Seascape Golf Course where we're going to be holding the meeting. So if you'd like to come, well, you're going to have reservations. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. Ambassador Cooper is going to be there, and he's going to be talking on the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack, a very real possibility. L.A. Mizzouli is going to be there. A great list of speakers, but we're going to give them plenty of time to talk. So give us a call if you'd like to come, 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, we want to remind you, of course, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You might have something you'd like to advertise with us, whatever, of course, you have. If you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you get our monthly newsletter, you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. And certainly, we hope, of course, then that you'll tell others about our program. We hope, of course, that you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs there 9 hours a day, 24 hours a day if you want. You can hear Joyce Riley on our website, on our internet site. We have a satellite site that she and I share. And then, of course, you can read our newsletters. We have another excellent subdivision up there. It's called Other Videos on the Web. You'll want to get those. These are the finest DVDs up on the web. Little short clips that will help you to understand what is really going on today. So that's RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then you need to hear my talk on population control, the COVID agenda, because they've already killed or prevented the births of about 4 billion. That's B with a boy, big billion people. Are they actually, of course, killing millions of people every day? But you don't understand what they're doing. Why do you think the incidence of cancer is increasing? Because they have treatments for cancer and they're being suppressed. And if you doubt that, you need to hear our 4-CD set or tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, where a member of the Inner Core actually explained exactly what they're doing. And how people are going to have to die of something, they might as well die of cancer. And back in 1969, they had treatments, and they were never to be used and never will be used. And then, of course, now they're poisoning us, of course, with GMO foods, carcinogenic, the poisonings with aspartame and MSG and bisphenol, which lines all of the cans, and the chemicals and colorings, they're poisonings with fluoride in our drinking water, they're poisonings with soy foods, excessive amounts of soy food, creates all sorts of problems, and they know all of these things. They just don't want you to know. I'm sitting there spraying the air with aluminum products, which is carcinogenic, and also, of course, it destroys fertility. They're giving our children vaccines that contain mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and certainly all sorts of toxic substances. Why do you think our children, if you compare it with children throughout the world, I think we're probably about 30th as far as children's health is concerned. And over in Japan, where, of course, the children are not allowed to get any vaccines till over 2 years of age, they don't see the sudden infant death syndrome that we see here. Why do you think that is? They used to, until they cut back on the vaccines. Ladies and gentlemen, they're killing our children. And they're spraying the air, and they're certainly creating all sorts of problems. They know what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw, who is certainly heads an organization that is dedicated to exposing Agenda 21. Freedom Advocates does a great job of bringing the information out. Michael, of course, goes all over the country and is certainly one of the leading, if not the leading, opponent of Agenda 21. And basically, of course, people all across the country are beginning to understand what this Agenda 21 is. What is it? It's the secret agenda for the 21st century that is going to involve the destruction of the infrastructure of our nation in the name of course, preserving the environment. And with that as the background, Michael Shaw, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Well, it's my pleasure, Dr. Stan. It's always good to be on your show, and I look forward to our discussion. I may have misunderstood you there in the introduction, though. Did you say it was a secret plan, Agenda 21?
Well, I think that for the average individual, you and I know what it is, and certainly anybody who looks it up can find it out. But the average individual doesn't understand Agenda 21 is a plan, and I guess it's not widely known what's really going on. Certainly anybody who wants to look it up can find it. But it's so hard for the average individual to believe that something like this could be so vast, so organized, so well-financed, and permeate every aspect of our society today. Go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely correct, and I think it's worth giving people some basis for being able to understand how it is that such a system could come into place. Right under our noses without our having known about it or objected to it. And the answer to that is a lot simpler and a lot scarier than people might be ready to imagine as they begin this thought process. But the reality is that our monetary system is centralized and controlled by a narrow cadre of internationalist bankers. It is money that is simply created out of thin air and then loaned out to governments and loaned out to businesses and individuals, and great debts are accumulated. And over time, such a system implodes. But the operation of a centralized monetary system allows those same parties to gain control over political dynamics. And we've had this monetary system in the United States now for 100 years. It's existed around the world for 250 years, the current system has. And today, that international monetary system covers every country in the world. So we've got this narrow cadre of internationalist bankers who've got control and have been able to leverage total control over our governments over this period of time. And the consequence of that is that it's been easy for them to implement their international, global-to-local Agenda 21 program. And that is what we've got to deal with in our cities today. Because if we don't, we become outposts of global order.
And basically, this is a subversive program that is coordinated by internationalists, people who hate America, who hate freedom, who want to use this so-called threat to the environment. And certainly, there is a threat to environment, and many times it's actually being perpetrated by the very people who are behind this. They create the threat, and then they say, give us more power, we're going to protect you from the threat to the environment that can destroy Mother Earth. But behind that is a sinister and subversive goal. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaum right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything
any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Michael is just saying what a unique country America was, this wonderful land where people could really be free because the power of the government was limited by, of course, the change of the Constitution. But that has already changed, and basically, of course, what the whole idea is to expand the power of the federal government and the holdings of the federal government to the point where they control almost half of the state of the landmass of the state of California and 93% of the landmass of Nevada and similar in Alaska and other countries, other states. The whole idea is, of course, that that land then suddenly is held hostage, subject to the international bankers who lend us suddenly trillions and trillions of dollars, and that is the security that the bankers have. And of course, this all ties in. Agenda 21, everything ties in to this wicked group of people, and it's not simply the bankers. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They are people who want to control America, and they do control America. And then they are, in turn, using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a one-world totalitarian government under their control. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. And you know, back to the landmass issue. This Wildlands Network, which is one of the action plans for Agenda 21, would take this landmass away from American Jews and puts it outside the limits where human beings can live. You know, this landmass is already substantially accumulated through federal holdings, and yet it's going to be expanded even further. And this is why there's so much pressure on ranchers, miners, farmers, you know, entrepreneurial farmers in America. It's because much of the land that they're using now for these pursuits is land that is destined to be limited by the provisions of Agenda 21 Wildlands Network. And so this puts tremendous pressure, not just on these individuals, but on all of the American economy and all of the American society, because everything we have comes from these rural areas. And as we cut that off, we then are forced to become, quote, interdependent with production in other nations. And of course, this is the goal of the globalists, is to cripple the American economy in a way where the American lifestyle can be reduced to the average lifestyle around the world. Because what Agenda 21 has as its motivating goal is the equalization of resources and assets within and between nations. And so that's why the draws on American capital have been so large, and that's why the international trade policies have been established as they are, so that American production can be shipped offshore and American wages can be reduced toward those global norms, and at the same time causing American unemployment to rise from what its traditional level would be. And so we see this squeeze coming at us from all these directions, and all of these directions are designed to help the implementation of the action plan for what a one-world government, which is called Agenda 21, in your community is often called Sustainable Development. Dastardly plan, as you know, and I think most of your listeners understand, it is the plan to first abolish private property, second, educate the youth for global citizenship, and finally, it is about the monitoring and controlling of all human action. And the technology is the primary tool utilized to achieve this, and we see examples of it all the time, from congressional demands that state driver's licenses have an RFID chip on it, so that information about you could be made available to anybody within 30 feet of you, and using the appropriate readers to do so. And the drones that we're starting to see released around the United States, cameras on stop signs everywhere, you know, the GIS standards and satellites that can watch everything you do and every move you make. So this web of allows for the control of individual human action is coming into place rather swiftly now. That's why we've got to understand how the global to local outreach of Agenda 21 affects us in the context of our own town or county.
I think it's important that people understand that the Earth Charter is an important part of Agenda 21. It is really what they plan. If you read the Earth Charter, specifically point 10A, they talk about equality of income within nations and between nations. Equality of income within nations and between nations. And you hear, of course, Barack Obama talking about this, you know, these terrible rich people making all that money and how we should need to tax them more and take that money away from them so we can give it more to the average individual. But how do you actually get equality of income between nations? Well, what you do, of course, is you destroy the manufacturing infrastructure of the United States and transfer our manufacturing and our jobs and our wealth to other nations. And that's exactly what's going on today. And you hear them talking about how these jobs are coming back to America. Ladies and gentlemen, these jobs are not coming back to America. That's not the plan. Go up on the internet and get the agenda, get the Earth Charter and pull it down and read it and understand that, or hear my talk. I have a talk called Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And there's a syllabus that goes with that that actually has a copy of the Earth Charter in it. Understand everything is planned, but the last thing they want is for the American people to understand what they're really doing. And it's not simply the Democrats that are doing this. It's a bipartisan treason. Both Democrats and Republican leaders are in on this. They just don't want the public to know. And of course, they're not going to know because they control the media. And ultimately, then they control the access to information. And they're doing everything they can down the line to control the internet. So you will have no source of information other than their propaganda. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. And it's the case today that this agenda has moved very swiftly into local communities. And, you know, while globalism has been progressing in this country for, well, probably since Abraham Lincoln, but let's trace it from Woodrow Wilson and the creation of the Federal Reserve and the creation of an income tax and, you know, the war to end all wars in World War One. And the aftermath of World War One, all of this has led to where we are today. And, you know, that just points to people how it is that these are not new phenomena that we're experiencing, but the phenomenon that makes a difference today is this. The Agenda 21 Action Plan is designed to localize globalism. When Agenda 21 came out in 1992, the international infrastructure was already there. The UN, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the Bank of International Settlements, all of these operations were happening. The trade policies were in effect. They had the international and national control they wanted already in 1992. But they didn't have the people, lock, stock, and barrel. To do that, they had to bring their program and localize. That's what Agenda 21 does. But that also means that the ordinary American citizen who could do nothing in 1945 about the globalization process that was going on then and that led to the establishment of the United Nations, there was not much the ordinary citizen could do, nor could the ordinary citizen do much as, you know, President Eisenhower took us off the gold standard and totally committed us to this international fiat money system. But today, now that the UN program through the federal government has come into your town, there is something you can do. You can cause these programs to be recognized by your fellow local citizens. You can make your local officials who are playing up to party leaders as they sell their local neighbors down the river, literally, with this Agenda 21 program and the acceptance of these federal dollars that are coming in to implement the Agenda 21 program. You know, if citizens begin to really understand how Agenda 21 operates and cause enough fellow citizens to understand how Agenda 21 operates, you can begin to put such pressure on your local officials that someday, sooner and not later, I predict, we're going to have one community in America relieve itself of all Agenda 21 pressure. That may require that jurisdiction cut off any associations with the federal government, you know, federal agencies, federal land managers, federal departments of education and interior, etc. It is going to require that some communities do that. But the goal can be achieved if the goal is simply to save your community from globalization and Agenda 21 influence. That is a mission that we can all take on. And that is a mission that we're going to begin to start with success.
And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that this is a subversive movement. These people are certainly agents of another force. Their loyalty is not to America, to our Constitution, which the public officials have sworn to uphold. It is this globalist or internationalist dream. And what we need to do is call it what it is. It's treason. It's subversion. And they are working at the highest levels of our society to increase the power of government over our lives and strangle the last vestiges of freedom for what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
About the fact that most states have a provision in their constitution which is specifically for treasonous activity on the part of local officials. Agenda 21 is a subversive, treasonous plan. Certainly ICLEI is an internationalist organization, part of this effort in the name of preserving the environment to centralize power in government. And that's the solution to every problem, more power to the government, without ever pointing out that in many instances it's the government that is actually destroying the environment and their government policies. But Michael is saying that there is a provision within the law to deal with this at the state level. Go right ahead, Michael.
Okay. To be more specific, the provision allows a citizen to bring information to their elected officials, making them responsible for cleaning up the problem. It is not to accuse the elected officials of treason. They may be guilty of treason along with misprisoning of treason, but the misprisoning of treason notion is simply that the elected official has the responsibility to clean any treasonous activities out of the administration of their governmental apparatus. And so the idea here is that if you've got a contract with ICLEI in your city, you go to your city council and you say, hey, this prison of treason, I'm noticing you of the violation of Article 1, Section 10, and I'm also telling you of the dangers associated with this particular transgression of constitutional mandates. And so I ask you to clean this town up, get rid of the ICLEI contract, and get rid of all the policy implementation undertaken pursuant to ICLEI leadership. Now, if they refuse to do that, and it's likely that they will refuse, because ICLEI city managers and ICLEI city council people generally know exactly what they're doing. And generally, they're not willing to, you know, put their tail between their legs and run away in shame. They're going to sit there, and they're going to belligerently ignore you. You say, well, then why bother to do this? And I say, well, the purpose is to get a sheriff or a district attorney to pick up the misprision charge, investigate it, and file. File for misprision of treason, violations against the city council for not taking action in voiding the activities of the ICLEI organization. Now, if you're in a place like Santa Cruz or Alameda, city of Oakland and the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area. These are the two places where I've delivered misprision. You know, there's no practical chance. There is no practical chance. The sheriffs, for the district attorneys in these counties are going to do a darn thing other than laugh at you. But here's the key. Misprision of treason, just like treason, has no statute of limitations. So now we can sit back and we can say the people who are implementing Agenda 21 in our community, a lot of them, these elected officials that get themselves into office, these people now have some stake in the game. You know, they figured they were going to get rewarded for being on the Agenda 21 bandwagon. But now they understand that if America wakes up, if this country turns around after a very painful process of ridding ourselves of globalism and the threats it posed, and America is recaptured by America, the day will come when these misprision notices will be dusted off and prosecuted. And that gives cause to these elected officials today who know that might happen. And at least we begin to cause them not to sleep so well. These are the people taking America down. And today they're sleeping just fine because they think they're doing their dirty work without anybody noticing, and they've got nothing to lose by delivering misprisions of treason by people who understand the dynamic of Agenda 21 and know what the ICLEI organization is all about. The filing of a misprision of treason is to begin to balance those scales between their confidence and their concern.
And I think what people don't understand is that the other side, they're not very many of them, but they're very well organized.
And financed.
And well-financed, and of course they go with this idea of think globally but act locally. Take over the local agencies of government. And they get themselves elected to the city council, to the board of supervisors, and to all of these various boards. And they are willing to put in the time and the effort. Now, most of us, we don't want to have to be concerned about local government. We want to just be allowed to live our lives and enjoy life here in this free society. The only trouble is we're not going to have a free society. Good people have to be involved. The Christian leaders should be willing to take the time to become involved in the local communities and local organizations, to run for local office, to get onto these city councils, to speak out, to educate a lot of the people there, and try to take America back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we are losing our freedom. We are forming a fascist or communist, call them what you will. It's an authoritarian system over the lives of the American people, and say, well, but this is never going to affect me. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is affecting you. It's gradually, it's slow, but this pace is beginning to pick up. And their goal, of course, is to control every aspect of human endeavor. And in the process, they're slowly and progressively simply poisoning us by contamination of the environment. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Well, certainly, at this point, I want to give out Michael's address. Michael, how can people get in touch with your organization? And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Michael, how can people get in touch with your organization and get involved with you?
Well, the simple way is go to freedomadvocates.org. And, you know, if you go there, you'll find a load of information on our homepage. It's always refreshed with new information and recycled information. What we've attempted to do at Freedom Advocates is compile over the last dozen years or so a permanent library that would explain and help people understand the nature and philosophy and operation of Agenda 21. I think we've achieved that. You know, our stuff just doesn't grow old with time. And so you go in and begin to study Agenda 21, you'll see how things that happened 5 and 10 years ago are played out today and even in even bigger ways, and we can begin to see how this has all been seeded and how it's just so progressively happening on every front all across America. And so what Freedom Advocates, I think, has done for a lot of people is given them the base of confidence and understanding the nature and the story behind Agenda 21, what the effects of Agenda 21 will be, and increasingly what it is you can do in your community in order to begin to abate its policy. And, you know, that's the real key. We've sort of been overwhelmed, but we still try to, you know, via phone or written communication, communicate with people across the country as they begin to face issues in respect to how it is they can begin to expose ICLEI in their town or expose the COG, we haven't talked about yet, but ought to. Because there are strategic moves that can be taken in this battle of what I call the ultimate war, globalism versus America. And there are strategic posts that the globalists have taken in this country. And these posts that matter the most are the ones that are taken up locally. And when we recognize what all that is, who is posting up against the American system, but through the American government in order to shackle our rights and actually turn human beings from individuals made in the image and likeness of God into chattels, into livestock of a ruling elite. And once we understand what those soft points are in the global to local attack engineered through the action plan of Agenda 21, once we know where those vulnerable areas are, then we can start making some recovery in what it is that we have already lost. And if we don't start making a recovery, we're going to find that this 20th century time of a mixed economy will become a 21st century time of a totalitarian rule. And I mean a rule the likes of which the world has never seen.
And I believe this is coming, this world totalitarian state. It's all about globalism. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring this about. Why do you think the United States has troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Basically, you know, we have suddenly 55,000 troops stationed in Germany. We have 11,000 troops stationed in England. We have 11,000 troops stationed certainly in Italy. Who are we defending those countries from? We're controlling those countries, ladies and gentlemen. And basically, we have our troops stationed in Japan, and Japan does exactly what they're told to do. We have our troops stationed, probably 25,000 troops in South Korea. The South Korean politicians do what they are told to do. If we had 50,000 or 40,000 Russian troops in America or Chinese troops, we would do what those military leaders told us to do, but the average American never asks, why do we have all those troops stationed in Germany and England and Italy and throughout Africa and throughout Europe and throughout Sydney and Japan? All these years after the Second World War, those troops are not there guarding, they're occupying, ladies and gentlemen, permanent occupation, but nobody will tell the American people. Let's go to James calling from South Carolina. James, you have a question for our guest.
Yes. I was wondering, the control of land or the concept of control of land seems to go back a long way in the United States, like Utah and Nevada and lots of states have, the federal government owns lots of land. Did this predate the Ickley thing? Also, you have
one question at a time. What's the relationship between the fact that the government owns vast plots of land in many of our states? What's the relationship between that and Ickley?
Well, I don't think there is any documentable relationship. But one can see a trend that began very early in this country, and that is the trend toward the centralization of control over resources and assets. And, I'll lay that trend-making dynamic at the foot of globalist banking and financing. So in that regard, the central federal control of U.S. land certainly satisfies the objective of those people who have for a long time wanted a world government. Now, Ickley didn't come along till 1990, and you know the problems in Nevada and a lot of these other states with respect to federal land holding are a problem that date back to the 19th century. But the forces behind it, I can't validate it, but my sense would be that the forces behind the federalization of land and the Ickleyization of our towns are the same forces. They are the forces for centralized control and centralized authority over all human action. And that's what we today call euphemistically the New World Order.
And basically, of course, James, this whole idea of centralization of power, this idea of moving towards a global government, has been around for thousands of years, but we're just seeing this whole thing being implemented at an increasingly rapid and frightening speed today. Did you have another question before we let you go?
Does that apply to property taxes also?
Well, how do you mean, does what apply to property taxes?
The concepts of Ickley and Agenda 21, I know it goes back before that, but the idea of the state being able to take somebody's property from them because they don't pay taxes.
But that goes right back to the beginning of America. It's always been, if you don't pay your taxes, the government takes away your property. It has nothing to do with Agenda 21 or Ickley. It's simply other manifestations of government control over the lives of the people.
Well, I would add something to that.
All right, go ahead.
We haven't always had property tax. Property taxes are a phenomenon that came about when Americans and the American government, the American educational system, simply defaulted on the recognition of what the nature of private property is. You know, when America was founded, most states, and we'll take California as an example, when California came into the Union, the idea of property rights was based upon allodial law or patent law, meaning that if you owned land, you owned it, and there could be no liens put upon it. And it wasn't really made the case where that was no longer the condition until 1933, when Roosevelt changed the entire system of land insurance and did it in a way where land could now be liened. And today what we find is that these liened properties have been given over to the Federal Reserve in some quantitative easing procedure. Okay, so now we're getting all the real estate indebtedness being loaded up on the international cartel, with them being able to pull the string to foreclose on all these properties. I will suggest that that entire process of forgetting about allodial rights and the true nature of private property and land, and moving ourselves into a system of the color of title, which is what title insurance is today. It's the color of title, but it never traces you back to the allodial title that is the real foundation of your property rights, and it's the real foundation of private property as articulated by Locke and Smith. And so what happened in the 20th century was this whole system of land holding was turned upside down. And it was the international bankers and the American debt problem in 1933, along with a compliant American president, who put us into this new system of land ownership, which is now about ready to blow up in the average American face. So I would relate property taxes and ICLEI and the Addenda 21 protocol as parcels of one big package, which was the package being delivered upon us through fiat money of a different system of political economics in America, brought to us by those fiat money masters, and which has been in the works for a very, very long time, and which is now coming to a culmination.
Okay, James, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I appreciate it very much, Dr. Stan.
And I will have to admit, I learned something from certainly Michael's answer. Now, you have to understand that Michael Shaw is a lawyer. And he was trained as a lawyer, and he's but he doesn't practice law. He had other means of making a good living, and was very, very successful. But at least he has that legal background, and of course, we can always rely on that. Okay, God bless, and anything else you want to say before we let you go, James? Okay, James is gone, and go right ahead.
Michael. Well, let's talk a little bit about another strategic move that people can make in communities across America. And that is, you know, when we understand that America, we all learned that there are three levels of government, federal, state, local. But when we learn that, in fact, there are four levels of government, and we learn the nature of what that fourth level of government is, we ought to get our riding shoes on, because we've got a job to do. We have a fourth level of government, a Soviet-style system of government, pervades local policymaking in every county in America. Now, most people have never heard of this fourth level of government, and those that do know nothing about the regional council. They're called councils of government. What we have in America is a system of regional councils. Regionalism means that you don't really have boundaries. There's no electoral element to a regional government. It is simply a government system that has an objective, and it's given all means to affect that objective. Now, these councils of government, this fourth level of government in America, was initiated in the 1950s. by Dwight Eisenhower. People might be surprised, people who think that Agenda 21 is a left-wing movement, people like Beck, need to understand that councils of government are a very key element of how Agenda 21 comes into your local community. It was Ronald Reagan who brought councils of government to California. He said, the era of horse and buggy government is over. We are no longer having local governments make their own decisions. We are going to regionalize local governments through a council of governments so that decisions be made on a regional basis. Well, today, councils of government control every meaningful decision that your city council or county board of supervisors makes. You cannot expand or alter your city limits without the COGS approval. You can't put a road across the county boundary without the COGS approval. You can't make major zoning decisions without the COGS approval. The COGS approves everything that goes on in local communities. Now, membership in a COGS by a city is voluntary. There are virtually no cities in the United States that have chosen not to be members of COGS. The reason for that is this. COGS deliver federal money to local governments, so long as local governments do what the COGS tells them to do.
Basically, they use our own money they take from us, taken by the federal government, to bribe our local governments into doing what the federal government wants. Is that a fair appraisal?
Well, it's worse than that, because all the federal government wants these days is the implementation of Agenda 21, which means smart growth in the city areas, wildlands projects in the rural areas. It means total control of forestry, total control of agriculture, et cetera. But the COGS have been the instrument of design. Now, the caller earlier asked, how does ICLEI connect with these things that happened way before? I'll say ICLEI is the natural outgrowth of the COG creation, which goes back now over 50 years. Every state, virtually every square inch in America, is now covered by a COG. The exceptions being federal land. Federal lands don't need a federal COG. The reality is, when you remember back to your 8th grade civics book, the reality is that America today does not run as our 8th grade civics book described. Instead, the power center in American government today are these COGs. And when we get back from this break, we'll talk about what I think is the most infamous COG in the year 2012, the San Francisco Bay Area COG called ABAG. We'll talk about what ABAG is up to.
All right, fine. And basically, of course, ladies and gentlemen, it's all to take away the power from our locally elected officials and give it to regional officials, and basically to use the bribes, promise of money, which will benefit the local community. But it's our own money that they're giving to force our local communities to do what the officials in Washington and ICLEI and internationalists, what the Brotherhood of Darkness want them to do. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Michael was simply talking about the ABAG, that's the Bay Area government up there, and of course the what they want to do is give them $500 billion. They want to do away with cars. They want to get cars off the streets, and suddenly everybody will be on public transportation. They want to stack and pack homes. They certainly get people out of their private homes, stop building private homes. Everything will be in apartments. Everything will be regulated. There will be cameras every place. They can watch us. They have this idea of creating a utopian society where people are simply chattel, like cattle in a pen. They know exactly what they're doing. You say, why would anybody in their right mind want this sort of a society? Because we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing people with organized by evil. These are the same people. A generation ago, they were backing Adolf Hitler and his plans, and certainly the same people that took us into a no-win war in Vietnam so we could bring in the great society. Why do you think we fought a 10-year war against a little country the size of the state of Mississippi and we lost the war? Because we were never allowed to win. They killed 58,000 Americans in the same way that they intend to kill large numbers of people in the coming wars. And ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of another major war. You better understand what's going on, and we do hope that many of you out there will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Get our material. Get Michael Shaw's material. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21 of the Covert Plan. You need to get Michael Shaw's DVD on Agenda 21 and ICLEI. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the dark secret, my talks on the forbidden secret. These are DVDs. Get the information, get our four tape sets, and help us to educate the people. We have a four tape set on Agenda 21. We have a four tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, one of the most amazing tape sets we have, where, of course, Dr. Dunnigan talks about a talk given by Dr. Richard Day, who was one of the elite who ruled the world in 1969. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan, 1969. You'll find this fascinating, the New Order of the Barbarians. Well, certainly we want to remind you that Radio Liberty is putting on an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October. It's going to start at 8:15 in the morning, go till 6 in the evening. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. We're going to be serving lunch. You're going to have reservations. So if you're thinking about coming and hopefully you want to come and bring some friends, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. The meeting is going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here in the central coast of California, close to Santa Cruz where I live. This is where we hold the program every year. It looks like we're going to get a great crowd out again. So you're going to have to get your reservations in. We had 160 to 170 people last year. Looks like we're going to do the same this year. And, of course, we had to close the registration last year, and looks like we're going to again. So if you'd like to come, call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And, certainly, we hope, of course, you'll want to get my DVDs. It's called Geoengineering. It's by Roslyn Peterson. She'll tell you about chemtrails. We have 4 tape sets on chemtrails. We have books on chemtrails. I said we have the DVD on what in the world are they spraying. Another DVD on why in the world are they spraying. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning us with aluminum. They're putting it up in the atmosphere. And basically, of course, it has a profound impact on fertility. It's carcinogenic. It's getting into our food. It's getting into our water. It's getting into the every aspect of our society. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you or anyone else to know what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Why are they spraying? What are they spraying? And of course, the DVD on geoengineering, all available from Radio Liberty. And then we ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. Thank you for joining us today. Gonna be a lively one. Oh my goodness. I think you're gonna hear some things today that will absolutely surprise you. Surprise you regarding the Mormon beliefs of the man who wants to be president. Now, I thought about this a lot last night.